CRTV's afternoon edition presented by Manka Ambe. First, the main points. Systemizing the African solidarity economy is on the table for discussions as officials of the Ministry of Small and Medium-Sized Enterprises, Social Economy and Handicrafts and other actors meet at the first edition of the African Social and Solidarity Forum that opened in Yaoundé today. Despite the unstable network, mobile money users have applauded its services, which have experienced a little over 12% increase in the last 5 years in Cameroon. The 59th annual meeting of the African Development Bank opens in Kenya under the chair of President William Ruto, insisting on a change of mindset in Africa's development approach. And plans are underway for a memorable Cameroon International Cycling Tour event, which begins tomorrow in Marwa, as 6 foreign delegations, to include France and Holland, as well as other African countries, have already arrived in Cameroon. Now the news bulletin.
CRTV News Bulletin with Moki Edwin Kinzaka. Cameroon's Prime Minister, Head of Government, Joseph John Guté, has granted audience to the Special Representative of the UN Secretary General in Central Africa, Abdou Abari. During their discussions that lasted a quarter of an hour, both men examined the socioeconomic, political, and security situation of the Central African sub-region, with particular focus on the separatist crisis in the northwest and southwest regions and Boko Haram terrorism on Cameroon's northern border with Chad and Nigeria. Mr. Abdou Abari expressed satisfaction with Cameroon's handling of its socio-political, security and economic challenges. The first edition of the African Social and Solidarity Forum is underway in Cameroon's capital, Yaoundé. The three-day event, presided over by Cameroon's Minister of Small and Medium-Sized Enterprises, Social Economy and Handicraft, Achille Basilikan III, is holding on the theme African Social and Solidarity Economy Models towards co-building a community based on global human economy. The event is jointly organized by Cameroon's Ministry of Small and Medium-Sized Enterprises, the Global Social Economy Forum, among other partners, with the aim to provide a forum for exchanging and sharing ideas on African solidarity issues. Cameroon has recorded a close to 13% boom in mobile money transactions within the past 5 years, the highest in the 6-member state Central African Economic and Monetary Community, CEMAC. Data from the National Institute of Statistics indicate that mobile money use increased from 29.9% during its inception in 2017 to 42.7% by 2022, with a majority of users aged 15 years and above. Inhabitants of the capital city, Yaoundé, acknowledge that mobile money services help them carry out financial transactions rapidly, even though network breakages and fraud cause them to increase or incur losses. A colloquium on the opportunities and threats of artificial intelligence in Africa is underway at the International War College in Yaoundé. For 3 days, the 61 trainees from 25 countries will be drilled by eminent university dons and experts on the technology, with the goal of proposing practical strategies on how artificial intelligence can improve military operations in the continent. Delegates at the Yaoundé Africa Regional Assembly of French-speaking parliaments will wrap up discussions this afternoon at the Yaoundé Conference Center. The ceremony will be presided at by the first vice president of the Senate, Senator Aboubakar Abdoulaye. During an in-camera session yesterday, the heads of parliaments and delegations held a statutory meeting to broker on differences between Rwanda and the Democratic Republic of Congo. Other issues discussed last night include the functioning of the association, electoral, social and security concerns in Francophone Africa, as well as the political transition in Mali, Chad, Gabon, among others. Forestry stakeholders in the Central African sub-region have been urged to enhance wood processing regulations in order to limit illegal logging. The call was made in Yaoundé today by the Inspector General of the Ministry of Forestry and Wildlife, Mfu Bruno, during a two-day conference jointly organized by the Central Africa Forest Commission and the Forestry Stewardship Council to discuss the benefits of certification in the industrialization process of the wood market in the Congo Basin. The President of the Republic of Kenya, His Excellency Dr. William Ruto, has described the African Development Bank as an institution that embodies the African ideology of sovereignty and unity. He was speaking in the presence of six other African heads of state attending the official opening ceremony of the 59th annual meeting of the African Development Bank. The official opening ceremony was followed by a plenary session with presidents and governments discussing stumbling blocks and proposing solutions to Africa's transformation. In sports, the University Games entered the sixth today in Garoua, with the University of Yaoundé 2 SUA leading the medal table with 27 medals. The Institute of the Gulf of Guinea is the only private higher institution of learning on honor roll with 16 medals, 7 gold, 3 silver, and 6 bronze. Meanwhile, the University of Yaoundé 1 is on the third spot with 21 medals, 6 gold, 7 silver, and 8 bronze. That ends CRTV News Bulletin with Moki Edwin Kinzeka. CRTV's afternoon edition continues with Manka Aambe.
Washing our hands regularly will save lives.
CRTV's afternoon edition.
We set the pace. CRTV's afternoon edition.
Connecting people.
The Vice President of the Senate, Robin Kelly, has expressed the distinguished gratitude of President Paul Biya to the Assembly of French-speaking Parliament, APF, for honoring Cameroon with the organization of its 30th Africa Regional Assembly. Senator Kelly was speaking during a special dinner offered last night by the President of the Senate at the Yaoundé Hilton Hotel. The dinner served as an opportunity for the 150 delegates to have a feel of Cameroon's cultural diversity. Pontianus Lawong.
The 150 delegates to the 30th Africa Assembly of French-speaking parliaments, APF, brainstormed on political dialogue and parliamentary diplomacy, but also found time to relax and entertain themselves. A dinner offered by the President of the Senate, Marcel Njifengi, served the purpose after the first day of work. It was attended by participants from over 20 African countries alongside Cameroonian government ministers, the diplomatic corps, and other guests. To set the pace, Senate Vice President Senator Robin Kelly expressed the profound gratitude of the head of state Paul Biya to the APF for honoring Cameroon with the organization of the event and proposed a toast for fruitful deliberations. In response, the president of the APF, Francis Drouin, saluted the legendary hospitality of the Cameroonian people reflected in the remarkable reception offered participants. He thanked the Cameroonian section of the APF for the smooth organization of the 30th Africa Regional Assembly, which to him sets the pace for the enhancement of political dialogue and parliamentary diplomacy in Africa and for Africa's participation at the APF Global Rendezvous in July this year. On the menu were a variety of dishes reminiscent of Cameroon's cultural diversity. The dinner was spiced by music from Cameroon and from other Francophone African countries.
Pontianus Lawong reporting. The Prime Minister, Head of Government, and the Special Representative of the United Nations Secretary General in Central Africa have held talks on the state and challenges of security and socio-economic development in Cameroon. This was during an audience Chief Dr. Joseph Diongute accorded Abdou Abari today in Yaoundé in preparations for the UN Secretary General's report on the situation in the Central African sub-region to be presented next month. Details with Star Building correspondent Christian Chiata.
The special representative of the UN Secretary General in Central Africa, Abdou Abari, is scheduled to present the Secretary General's report on the situation in the sub-region during the meeting of the UN Security Council on the 10th of June. The consultation with Prime Minister Joseph Diongute was to compare notes and harmonize views on a number of key issues affecting the country and the sub-region. Abdou Abari, Special Representative of the UN Secretary General in the Central African sub-region. I came to have constructive discussions with the Prime Minister, who coordinates government action on Cameroon's efforts to boost the integration process in the Central African sub-region and to enhance the management of refugees. We know that the country hosts about 500,000 of them. We also looked at the role Cameroon plays as the economic engine of the Central African sub-region.
Comme locomotive économique de la sous-région.
The discussions also touched on key security issues affecting the country and the response of the government.
On n'a pas manqué de discuter.
We've talked about the security challenges in the far north, as well as in the northwest and southwest regions, which are being managed with tact by the head of state and through government action. We've also examined the presidential plan for the reconstruction and development of the northwest and southwest, as well as the implementation of recommendations of the major national dialogue.
De la mise en œuvre du programme présidentiel.
The Special Representative of the UN Secretary General in Central Africa, Abdou Abari, reiterated the UN's commitment to accompany Cameroon in all her positive dynamics towards development and security. Christian Cheatam, CRTV, The Star Building.
The opportunities and threats of artificial intelligence are being discussed at a colloquium organized at the International War College in Yaoundé for the attention of trainees of the 19th batch of the institution. While chairing the opening ceremony, the Secretary General of the Ministry of Defense, Said Kamsulum, urged the senior military officials of the batch to propose practical recommendations capable of improving military operations using artificial intelligence. Alban Jembonde.
Military power is gradually being determined by the impact of artificial intelligence, a trend that is impacting technology and an immense potential in the military to conceive, plan, and implement military operations. But with artificial intelligence come a number of risk factors, notably legal and ethical. In the inaugural lecture of Professor Wilson Vomoela, researcher and lecturer of the University of Yaoundé 2, Africa is lagging behind in the domain, a situation that could lead to a new form of colonialism and new inequalities. He therefore proposes a practical African strategy of coordination, complementarity, and coherence.
It is a great duty for Africa to have a grand strategy relatively with artificial intelligence. The present reflection is how to build a global and a cooperative strategy in that matter.
The 61 trainees of the 19th batch of the International War College in Yaoundé are attending the colloquium, which has become a tradition before the end of the 11-month training course. Mr. Said Kamsulum, Secretary General of the Ministry of Defense, representing his minister, has challenged them to recommend practical strategies through which artificial intelligence could improve military operations on the continent.
Albert Njembonde reporting there. Members of the littoral branch of the International Organization for Human Rights Defense, ODDR, have taken up office. They were installed in a ceremony where they pledged to promote and raise awareness about the importance of respecting human rights while upholding the values of Cameroon. Details with Sally Ebenyanyoki.
The 6 delegates and 17 inspectors, as officially designated, took up office in a convivial ceremony. They were advised to prioritize the dissemination of human rights and the defense and preservation of social peace as their guiding principles. I am Temwe Tomi Justin, inspector. ODDH is here to denounce and hand over to the state so that the state can take measures. I plan to work in line with the policy of President Paul Biya. We are here to give orientations, sensitize, and give an opportunity to those who don't know to learn and understand. The new officials pledged to think outside the box and avoid clichés that portray the state and human rights organizations as antagonists. They emphasized the importance of cooperation while respecting each other's responsibilities. Gangum Angeline, delegate for Douala One, says their mission is to lay emphasis on social peace, defend human rights in collaboration with administrative officials. The defense and protection of human rights in Cameroon is a priority. That is why the country produces a detailed report on the state of human rights every year to show the country's strong commitment to human rights. Sally Ebenyonyoki, CRTV News, Douala.
Officials of the Ministry of Small and Medium-Sized Enterprises, Social Economy and Handicrafts, among other stakeholders, are exchanging ideas on systemizing the African Solidarity Economy Yaoundé. This is at the first edition of the African Social and Solidarity Forum that was opened by Minister Achille Basilikine III, pegged on the theme African Social and Solidarity Economy towards co-building a community-based global human economy. Belinda Shaw.
The Yaoundé Maiden African Social and Solidarity Economy Forum sets the pace for the Pan-African event to take place every 2 years. On the platform, the targeted 5,000 participants from Africa, North and South America, and West Europe shall be gathering to take on continental debates on the construction and transformation of the social and solidarity-based economy in order to share, support, and supervise the various African social and solidarity economy models, depending on the context. Specifically, the multi-stakeholder event aims at sensitizing public institutions on the relevance of social and solidarity economy and its benefits for sustainable economic development. More so, multi-form networks will be mobilized to support entrepreneurship dynamics for youngsters and women while building on an African platform for social and solidarity economy. About 1,500 attendees from 32 countries in Africa and over 10 others from Western Europe and North and South America are working to ensure that social and solidarity economy becomes a reality that transforms the liberal economy. Featuring at the plenary sessions and dozens of workshops are presentations of the economic actions of decentralized local authorities, think tanks on solidarity with local networks and their cooperatives. The deliberations at the close of the African Forum on Social and Solidarity Economy will born a Yaoundé Declaration, the Mayor's Declaration, the Youth Declaration, and of course, conclusions of the Yaoundé sessions.
Belinda Shaw reporting. Cocoa and coffee farmers, as well as investors from different parts of Africa, are currently sharing knowledge and best practices that can boost the quality of their products. This is at the International Festival of Cocoa and Coffee, which opened in Yaoundé today under the theme, Let's Promote the Cocoa and Coffee, Our Regions. George Mwam now paints a picture of activities at the festival ground.
It is a bustling atmosphere at the exponent of the Yaoundé Town Hall as curious visitors throng the stands to savor delicacies made from cocoa and coffee.
I'm used to Cameroonian coffee since maybe 10 years today.
As he gulps down a warm cup of coffee, he adds that such an initiative will go a long way towards rekindling interest in coffee production and consumption. The variety of different cocoa and coffee products on the stands are beckoning everyone that cares to have a bite.
We have the dark and we have the milk chocolate. We call it Fire Mountain chocolate. It is a bean-to-bar chocolate, which we usually call single-origin chocolate. These cocoa beans, for instance, they're from the Boya Mountain area.
Their intention is to establish a transformation unit in the country not long from now.
We are processing in Italy, but thanks to one of the things that the Ministry of Trade is going to do to us, we should be able to produce this chocolate in Cameroon, because the cocoa beans are from Cameroon.
Out of the close to 100 stands erected at the festival village, 30 are occupied by foreigners.
I'm Benedicta Tamaklo, a coffee roaster from Ghana. We roast mainly Robusta from Ghana. So we are here to showcase Ghanaian coffee. Many people don't know Ghana produces coffee.
For the next 3 days, the delightful smell of different cocoa and coffee products will give participants a pleasant time as they engage in B2B meetings, exhibitions, and training workshops.
Washing our hands regularly will save lives.
You're listening to CRTV's afternoon edition on the national station. some 60 people who acquired low-cost houses at the Mbanga Bakoko neighborhood in Douala have received their keys from the Minister of Housing and Urban Development, Minister Celestine Kecha Cortez, who presided over the ceremony, reassured the new house owners that those who have been there before, that measures are being put in place to render the health center found in the villas operational. Roslyn Fossa. We're going to be having Roslyn Fossa in subsequent editions of our newscast. Most Yaoundé denizens have testified to the effectiveness of mobile money services in carrying out their financial transactions. Figures from the National Institute of Statistics indicate that there has been an increase of a little over 12% in the last 5 years in Cameroon. Details in the following report with Joyce Cliff Tata.
Eyes fixed on this phone, fingers rapidly swiping from one number to the other. Here is an exchange between a mobile money kiosk operator and a client. Mobile money today, a stress reliever system to many Yaoundé inhabitants.
Pamela Kwatika, mobile money has made life really easy. You don't have to stand on a long line just to withdraw money or to send money.
Atemtenjem can be somewhere at work and your internet connection runs out. You don't need to display yourself to go and pay. You just use your phone and do the transaction.
Get to a shop, if you don't have cash on you, can do the payment via mobile money.
However, there are loopholes which users say still needs to be looked into for a top-notch customer satisfaction.
Farida Samba, an entrepreneur. So we have this network turbulence and you can't do transactions for a period of time. Recently, there's been an increase in charges. It makes it a little challenging. And a client who doesn't use it on a regular could think that maybe you're defrauding them.
The National Institute of Statistics reports that in the last 5 years, there is a 12.8% increase in the number of mobile money service users, proof of the power of digital growth.
Joyce Cliff Tata in that report. Identity theft, authentication, and agent-driven fraud are some of the challenges faced by the mobile money sector in Cameroon. In order to address this issue, the government, through the Minister of Posts and Telecommunications, has adopted a regulatory framework aimed at safeguarding mobile money system in the country. Mr. François-Joseph Nemete, the sub-director in the regulation of ICT and telecommunications at the Ministry of Posts and Telecommunications, in the following interview highlights some of the regulatory and security measures that govern the system.
Current legal framework may be outdated to handle the rapid innovations in the mobile money sector. We had USDD as a technology, blockchain, artificial intelligence, OTT, and the legal framework now need to tackle the gap between the rapid evolution of the technology and the framework. Other regulation challenge is the multi-supervisory bodies we have for the activity. But we need to talk together to bring a dynamism in a way we regulate the activities, because it is a multi-sectorial activity, so that we need to reinforce to tackle all the challenges related to mobile money. We have also challenges about security. You have fraud and crime on their mobile money account. Some mobile money account has been siphoned, money has disappeared. That has the challenges regarding cybercrime and fraud.
The sub-director in the regulation of ICT and telecommunications at the Ministry of PNT, François-Joseph Nemete, talking to the CLTV. Often excluded by formal financial systems, small and medium-sized enterprises in Cameroon have found in mobile money services an efficient means of availing themselves of financial services without possessing bank account. In the following analysis, Ngo Henry says mobile money services are also more cost-effective for owners or managers of small and medium-sized enterprises.
In order to provide meaningful recommendations to the stakeholders of the banking sector of Cameroon, small and medium-sized enterprises, SMEs, mobile money service providers, and the relevant state organs, a study was conducted to investigate the influence of mobile money services on the financial performance of SMEs in two markets in Douala. A sample of 285 SMEs was obtained, which predicted a significant positive impact, has been observed with such enterprises where mobile money services contributed to the order of 73% of the total variance with respect to increased sales turnover. Convenience and safety were the attributes of mobile money services, which the participants cited as having provided their principal motivations. The services exerted a significant influence on the financial performance of small and medium-sized enterprises in Cameroon. SMEs today find in mobile money services a sustainable alternative and a potential in propelling inclusive growth. There has been an increase in the number of businesses utilizing the form of payment, the services' accessibility and affordability, particularly for those with low incomes, have played a significant role in its rise in the country.
Ngo Henry reporting. The President of the Republic of Kenya, His Excellency William Ruto, has described the African Development Bank as an institution that embodies the African ideology of sovereignty and unity. He was speaking in the presence of six other African heads of state attending the official opening of the 59th annual meeting of the ADB. Veronica Benyena tells us more from Nairobi, Kenya.
The Kenyatta International Conference Center in Nairobi served as the capital of Africa this Wednesday, May 29, 2024, as several heads of state and governments converge to lend their voices to the conversation for the sustainable development of Africa. They were welcomed with a battery of speeches and presentations by executives of the African Development Bank, who elaborated on the extent of the successful realizations of the ADB, which is contributing towards the development of Africa. However, as pointed out by the CEO, Dr. Akinwumi Adesina, focus now is to do more and change the general landscape of Africa by 2030. While applauding the good leg forward of the ADB in Africa, President William Ruto of Kenya said African economics, growth and development has not kept the pace with the rest of the world.
Our priority is to make sure that this continent, with its tremendous potential, we move it from potential to opportunity to investment.
The official opening ceremony was followed by a plenary session with presidents and governments discussing the stumbling blocks and proposing solutions to Africa's transformation. The plenary dwelt extensively on the need for a redefinition of the global financial architecture, which is highly unfavorable to Africa. For this to succeed, Africa must move together like one man and write a new narrative for the global financial architecture. Veronica Benyela, CLTV News, Nairobi, Kenya.
In sport, excitement has reached crescendo in Marwa as the population awaits the International Cycling Tour of Cameroon to be launched in the far north in less than 48 hours after missing the race for over 15 years due to insecurity and poor roads. The residents of the localities where the first lap will be passing through are already mobilized under the leadership of the authorities to ensure the 131 kilometers Marwa lap is given the pomp and fanfare it deserves. Henry Tatwe Kangbi of CRTV Far North Bureau talked to the population. His report.
For over 15 years, they have missed the International Cycling Tour of Cameroon, and as days boil down to hours for the wait to end, the population of Marwa, Tokombere, Makilingai, and Mora are in high spirits as they expect to welcome the cyclists in their localities.
I am very happy because I will see these cyclists again after over 15 years that we have not had such a cycling competition. We will come out in our numbers on the 31st to cheer them up. The D-Day will be a big day. We are excited to welcome these cyclists because it means peace has returned to the far north region.
Municipal authorities are also mobilizing their populations as well as dotting the I's and cutting the T's at their level to ensure the event is a success. Dr. Sali Babani, Marwa City Mayor, and His Royal Highness Bukati Kire, Mayor of Tokombere and traditional ruler of Makilingai, respectively.
All the population of the town is mobilized to focus this event because we have the obligation to push our cyclist team to victory.
All people will come to encourage
the international course will take place here.
The populace can wait for Friday to arrive so that they can once again enjoy the international cycling tour of Cameroon. Marwa, Henry Tatuwekambi, CLTV.
CLTV's afternoon edition was a presentation of Manka Ambi. Here now is a summary of the news in the French language with Bernadette Messon.
Bon après-midi. C'est une trentaine de pays, dont 12 Africains, qui prennent part au premier forum africain de l'économie sociale et solidaire qui s'est ouvert ce jour au Palais des Congrès de Yaoundé. Cette rencontre des acteurs de l'économie sociale et solidaire regroupe près de 1500 participants qui ont un attachement particulier pour ce modèle économique qui, selon eux, pourrait être la solution au développement durable en Afrique. Dans son discours d'ouverture, le ministre des Petites et Moyennes Entreprises, de l'économie sociale et de l'artisanat, Achille Basilekine III, a insisté sur l'accompagnement des dynamiques entrepreneuriales pour un développement économique inclusif. L'utilisation du mobile money ces 5 dernières années au Cameroun connaît un véritable boom. Seulement, il fait face à des défis au plan de la régulation et de la sécurité. À cet effet, le Cameroun a mis en place des mesures visant à protéger les utilisateurs des menaces sécuritaires. La cérémonie d'ouverture du Festival international du cacao et du café a eu lieu cette fin de matinée à l'esplanade de l'hôtel de ville de Yaoundé. Présidé par le ministre du Commerce, l'événement qui s'achève le 31 mai prochain connaît la participation de 13 pays et présente trois innovations majeures, à savoir le Cocoa and Coffee Challenge, l'initiation à la dégustation du café et la tribune des transformateurs. Luc Magloire Mbarga à Tangana a saisi cette occasion pour appeler les acteurs de ces deux filières à demeurer constants dans leurs efforts de valorisation du cacao et du café afin d'en faire des niches économiques pour le monde rural. En sport, après 17 ans d'absence pour cause d'insécurité et du mauvais état de la route, Marwa renoue avec le Tour cycliste international du Cameroun, dont le premier coup de pédale sera donné le 31 mai prochain. Pour que la fête soit belle, Sani Babani, le maire de la ville, appelle la population à prendre massivement part à cette grande messe, alors que la ville est parée aux couleurs de l'événement. À Garoua, les Jeux universitaires se poursuivent avec toujours en tête l'Université de Yaoundé 2 qui totalise 27 médailles, suivie de l'Institut universitaire du Golfe de Guinée et de l'Université Yaoundé 1. Madame, Monsieur, merci de rester à l'écoute des programmes du Poste national.